Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Logan and Jan Talk Too Much podcast, episode 2. We're here. It's 12:30 a.m. We're at the Farmer School of Beer, live from the Cardi conference room. Earlier today, we actually recorded the episode that will be coming out next, which is the Sparkling Water Special. It went really well, and we are really excited to get that out to you guys. I think it's just going to take much more editing, so that's why it's going to be a little bit later. We're not going to spoil anything, but it was a lot of fun, and there will be a video to accompany that.
Yeah, so what we have in store for today is actually a favorite of the Cardi cult, which is the Gushers. For me, this is the first time I've had Gushers in quite some time, probably at least 5 or 6 years for me. What about you, Jan?
I believe I've had Gushers last year, like 2021 early.
Okay, so I think we're probably just going to get right into it. I don't know what you expect out of these Gushers, but I feel like they're pretty straight down the middle here. I think we're going to go ahead and pop them open, right? I think we have to pop it, right? Right into the mic so everyone knows that we have Gushers like this. Like this. No. Yeah, there you go. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I did it
early. There it is.
It was way more potent than mine.
That's the sound we all loved.
Where the hell did it break? Productions. All
right. There we go.
They're all one flavor.
No, wait, what?
They're all the strawberry flavor. Ain't no way.
Wow, that is a...
All right, dink it.
Being thrown for a loop right there. I don't think any of us were expecting to hear that, but we must adapt. Gusher going in.
It did not nearly have enough of the gushing liquid that it was advertised. I'm really quite disappointed with that.
I do concur on that point. Mine's still going down, so I will suspend further judgment until I finish it, but definitely not enough gush.
I'm going to pop another one. Oh, that one had a potent gush. Yeah, that's more along the lines of what I was looking for.
I mean, I was kind of anticipating the variety pack because, I mean, I just love to taste them all, but the strawberry, I think, was probably my favorite flavor, so I'm not too mad about that.
They're very greasy.
They are. I don't know exactly what we are doing here.
And, you know, it takes me back to those days in elementary school when I'd be at my lunch table and I'd have to ask the attendant that walks around to cut the gusher open for me, you know? Good times.
So were you not able to just pop them like we just did, or no?
They didn't allow you to do it. It was a disturbance in the lunchroom.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that like, what year are we talking about?
Third grade,
okay. So that was like probably before all of like the school shooter kind of a craze started.
Well, we also were way too talkative, apparently, during the lunchtime. So they installed a traffic light that monitored sound, and if you got to yellow, then everyone would yell at, like, all the attendants would yell at you, and if you got to red, then you weren't allowed to talk at all at lunch the next day. Like, you had to just eat in silence.
So was this like an actual, was it like a traffic light that had actual lights on it that
yeah.
was and it like measured the actual decibels and then switched to it based off the level, or was it just like someone behind the scenes?
I'm pretty sure it actually was like based off decibels and then they calibrate it and whatnot.
That's insane. I mean, I remember when I was in elementary school, they would just talk about inside voices and outside voices, and you just had to know when to use each one. And then when my sister came through, they'd installed like a level system. So it was like, go to your level 4 voice or whatever.
Yeah,
I thought that was crazy.
They had the levels when I was in elementary school as well.
I guess that was just ahead of my time, honestly. But your school sounds so fun, honestly. Like all the stuff you did, I mean, where I went to school, you know, back in Fortville, it just seems so dull in comparison. But what do you have to add?
All right,
that?
I feel like if you go to a school with a lot more people, it's harder to get that individualized experience. I was lucky enough to go to a school that was like big enough to where like there was like enough people to share your interests, but there weren't so many people that you lost like your individualness. And also one downside of that experience is that you get in trouble easier, and that's why I got sent to the principal's office 2 times throughout my childhood. I don't believe you have ever gotten sent to the principal's office, have you?
I've never even met or talked to any of the principals I ever had throughout any of my public school appearances. Yeah, I think having 5,000 kids in your high school really does make it seem like you're more of a number, and you just kind of go to school, you're more of a robot. But I would like you to expand upon each of these instances you were sent to the principal's office.
Okay, well, in elementary school, that one is a much more entertaining story, so I'll save that one for a second. Sorry, I'm eating a gusher right now. No, let me eat another one.
The thing that I think is interesting about the gushers is you can kind of see the little pocket of where the fluid is. So I feel like you should be able to pop it. Like, I can tell this one that I have right now. I can see there's a little pocket here right under this where they filled it up. So I want to see if maybe I can pop it and then kind of get the gush and then eat the snack later.
Yeah, the snack is actually not very good. No. I don't like the gushers. All right, I'm finished with the gushers anyway. So in high school, it was 11th grade. We had a homeroom class. It was 11 minutes each day. Exactly 11 minutes. I don't know why it wasn't 10. Have you got it popped?
Yeah, so I was, for anyone anticipating is I was able to get the gusher popped, extract the fluid, and now I'm going to test the snack itself. But go ahead, Jan.
All right. I was in homeroom. And for context, we switched homerooms for some reason from like just people in your grade to a combined four-grade class. And because of that, my homeroom teacher switched from someone who I really liked, who was Mr. Bridges. Shout out. And then I went to someone who I really didn't like. I'm not going to do any names, but this teacher didn't like me at all. I went in there high hopes on the first day, and I immediately did not hit it off at all. So over the course of like the first half of the year, it was kind of like a power struggle between me and her, and also my friend, who was in advisory with me. Advisory is the same thing as homeroom. Yeah, we were like in a power struggle against this teacher. And one day, one of the assignments or whatever, like the tasks that we had to complete in homeroom, was to complete a coloring page of a pumpkin. And unfortunately, this is where things started to go downhill, because I was not really all too interested in completing a portrait of a pumpkin.
This is at one of the best public schools in like the world, supposedly, right? They were having you color pumpkins.
Yeah, it's like a top three public school in Ohio or something. It's insane. Yeah, we were coloring pumpkins, and we had like 3 days to work on it, and I just scribbled on it on the first day, and I didn't work on it any of the other days. And apparently this was seen as disrespectful. I mean, I wasn't trying to respect her through the act, but I wasn't necessarily trying to disrespect her. But that got sent as evidence to the principal's office, and unfortunately I had a talk with the disciplinary principal, who didn't seem to care too much about the events. She just said, if you don't want to participate, don't participate. And then I remember going in the next day to advisory, and then my advisor told me that I had to participate. So,
I mean, that's just an absolutely harrowing tale right there. And I think that really goes to show that kind of the bureaucracy of these public school systems. I mean, a lot of times what they're doing isn't necessarily in the best interests of the students they're supposed to care about. But what I also would like to hear, if anyone out here has had experiences with the school lunch system in the public schools, it seems like where you went to school had kind of an interesting take on that. And I'd like you to go ahead and talk about that for a bit.
So at our school, we could either choose to pack or buy lunch. And the way that the lunch system worked, I mean, most people would just eat the lunch that they packed from home. That's the majority of people, right? But, you know, unfortunately, not everyone has parents that could make them a lunch in the morning, or where they didn't have the ability to make themselves a lunch in the morning. This is like in high school. But I always ate a packed lunch. But if you wanted to buy lunch, there was a declining dollar system that your parents could, or guardians could, load money into that would decline over the course of you buying lunches. And there was also this an auxiliary lunch line. So after you got lunch, you could go to the snack line and grab like a cookie or something, you know, and that would come from your declining balance. And I actually did utilize this system a lot.
Just for the desserts, that was all you were really there
for? I mean, like every week I would get a cookie, you know?
Yeah, just once a week?
At least.
At least once a week. That's what we like to hear. Yeah, so as far as the school lunches go, I mean, that just
seems... How did it work in the Fortville?
I mean, it's just more of like, you know, I mean, I always had the pack lunch, but you would just have like a number of meals and you'd go up and you'd use a meal and then that would be it. You'd get like, you know, you'd grab whatever slop they had and then... Most of it, I remember, because my friend who had a lot of meals would always get extras. So I think the pretzel burger was probably the best thing there, but that was just because the bread didn't suck, and the meat that was on the burger was questionable at best. The cheese was pretty questionable as well. But yeah, how it worked there was you would just have like your meals. So if you wanted to eat three meals that day, you'd just get three, and then those would just be your balance. You could go into the negatives. You could have lunch debt. That was a common thing. I think at one point I acquired a 25-cent debt that I had to repay. So that was pretty bad for me.
I definitely acquired a debt through the snack line. You know?
Yeah. But yeah, what other kinds of things could we see in the snack line?
There were like four different varieties of cookies. They had smoothies in the middle school version.
Wow.
They had... Like just all sorts of like packaged diet snacks, you know, like the low fat Rice Krispie treats. They had the Gatorade Zero that you could get. You know, just all kinds of like just stuff that you'd want to snack on. They had some chips as well. So, yeah.
Yeah. So at least in our lunches, they always tried to do like all the healthy stuff. So.
Yeah. I mean, after Michelle, you know,
yeah,
took
shout
over.
Shout out Michelle, by the way.
Took
Love
over.
Love to have you on. But, yeah, we never really had any fries or anything like that. Probably the most unhealthy thing was like the baked Sun chips. Those would occasionally make an appearance, but yeah, for the most part, it was the True Moos. Mm-hmm. That was like the drink of choice. And then there wasn't really any dessert to be spoken of.
Yeah, well, we actually did have a few desserts, but they were very auxiliary.
So there was like a whole separate system, basically.
Yeah.
So it was like maybe they could skirt. Maybe they could skirt around the regulations from having a separate system, basically.
Bro, someone just texted you eight.
Yeah, someone just texted me eight.
Yeah, that was so, just the letter eight.
The number eight, yeah. So apparently eight, which is a number, of course, but it's also, it could mean something else. So if you have any theories, lead theories to what the number eight
it's
could
not,
mean.
It's not even from a number. That is recognized by, it's just from a random number.
Yeah, 301 area eight. Code, so the DMV. So who could that be? Who do you know from the DMV? Possibly Vice President Kamala Harris. Maybe she really meant to say, we did it, Logan. We recorded the sparkling water episode.
That's way more than eight.
Eight what?
That's more than eight.
Okay, I catch your drift here, but yeah. Moving on from that, maybe it could be the great people from Tappahannock,
the great Virginia. People,
the great people with the team from Tappahannock, Virginia.
Listen, I'm tired. I thought you said gray people.
I mean, they could be gray. You never know. But I mean, from Tappahannock, Virginia, I hear they love us out there in the show. So. Yeah,
and also shout out to San Jose.
Yeah, they're rocking with us down there as well.
Also, anyone that lives in Belgium has my heart, and I will give you a kiss.
Yeah, definitely our stamp of approval on Brussels especially. They've been a big help to us growing the show, but maybe something we could touch on for our viewers who might be a little bit confused about this particular episode is the rebrand we recently underwent. So what was the motivation behind that?
So this technically should be, we didn't actually brand the first episode, right? So we didn't disclose what our podcast name was, but we decided at some point to name it The Vampcast. Why am I blanking on that? That makes no sense. The Vampcast, but... And we recorded one episode under that name, and we decided that it was horrible, and all the information that we disclosed got immediately outdated, and we took everything way too seriously on that. So we decided to just get a clean start. We're going to keep the pilot episode, and we're moving it to a new name called Logan and Jan Talk Too Much.
Yeah, so I think our rebrand, it's definitely gotten some mixed reactions, but I think the core listeners can really appreciate that the name is really long now, so that means that it's very hard to find. So anyone who could potentially accidentally stumble upon this podcast, you know, I don't really think that'll be a thing that happens. Anyone who will listen to this will definitely be searching out for it, so I think we have that going for it.
Yeah, and we can abbreviate it to the Talk Too Much cast or whatever, I don't know. It doesn't really matter all too much. I think that our new name reflects our more jovial nature of the podcast and how we're very joking and whatnot.
Yeah, especially our tendency to talk too much.
Yeah.
That's definitely reflected in the Talk Too Much name. Mm-hmm. So that was good.
And the Vampcast, I don't know, that just seems gloomy, dark, and whatnot. And I think that we took the name too much to heart during our second episode recording. So.
Yeah, and also I feel like with the Vampcast, that kind of pigeonholes us, or at least has a sense of false expectations for the listeners, where it's like, are we going to have actual vampires on the podcast?
Or are we going to just talk about Cardi and his Joker makeup the whole time? And there's definitely not enough Cardi content to fill a whole podcast. Like Kanye, he's always up to something, you know, you can always find something on that man. But Cardi, he is much more off the grid. West reference.
That is the West reference ever, certainly. But it definitely was more of a matter of Cardi just not really having anything worth talking about at the moment. So basing an entire podcast around that would get old quickly. And I think also the entire point of the podcast is the great personalities behind the mic. So especially the guests, we definitely need to make a shout out to each and every guest who will unfortunately have to appear contractually on this podcast.
And talking about guests, that episode that we recorded prior to this one, not the Sparkling Water special, but the one that we were going to keep in the vault. Well, we're planning to release it publicly on Patreon to the true diehard listeners. You can check the link in the description for that one. We had a guest on that one, but the system that we used was very
rudimentary,
kind of stupid.
Putting it bluntly.
Yeah, and it ended up just making everything kind of shitty. The audio quality got destroyed, and honestly, the quality of the podcast overall was kind of awkward.
Más o menos, for sure.
Yeah, everything got kind of awkward, and we were all trying to fill in the empty spaces that were created by the passing the mic back and forth, which is the system that we chose.
Yeah, so going forward for us, this is probably the last episode, or at least that I hope so, that we will be recording with the USB mics. So starting next week, I think we'll have actual microphones and like an audio.
Well, the Sparkling Water special will be USB mics because it was recorded prior to this episode. But
yeah, I mean, we are visionaries. We have to plan everything out well in advance, so unfortunately, the Sparkling Water episode did not make the cut for actual audio equipment, but next week, I think Bezos got us on the connect that should be coming through shortly, and we will be able to grace your ears with absolutely terrible audio of our voices once again.
Amen, amen. And it's going to be high quality, too, so you get to hear all the nuances and crackles that are in all of our voices and just explore every nook and cranny of our wonderful, wonderful voices.
Yeah, I think the listeners will especially be, they will just love to hear my voice, the two distinct parts of it, how one of them's lower and sounds like Kermit the Frog, and then one of them's higher and sounds like an engineering student.
The high part's Kermit the Frog, and the low part's the engineering student.
Shit.
Well, that's news to you.
Nah, it is news to me. I honestly thought they were flipped, but it's definitely an auditory experience that you definitely want quality cans on for. Mm-hmm. I'll just say that.
Yeah. Your cans?
That's what headphones are called.
That's the first time I've ever heard them called cans.
I've heard them called cans like for 10 years.
Really?
Really?
Ain't no way. All right, I guess I'm out of the loop. That's rare.
I didn't know that was like a thing people didn't know. I thought that's what like people called them, because that's how I always heard them called, but yeah, I guess could be the vocab word of the day for anyone out there. Cans are indeed headphones. I don't know why. That's just what they're called.
And we do have a special word to say on the podcast. Let me pull it up real quick.
I mean, that kind of ruins the illusion, but go ahead.
Idarucizumab.
Oh.
And that's another vocab word of the day. I believe it's a medication that stops bleeding.
Yeah, if you're like bleeding out, go ahead and take that. And our actual second usage of the word that we're trying to pioneer is if someone says something really dumb or out of pocket, tell them that they need some of this medication. Go ahead and say it for the listener again, because I can't.
Idarucizumab.
Yeah, so maybe check out your local Meijer pharmacy. See if you can get maybe a Serbian doctor to write a prescription for that, and then get that mail ordered and just give it to people when they say dumb stuff. Oh, I think it'll go over really well.
Yeah, I mean, just throw pills at people. I think that's a good strategy just to make friends in general.
Yeah, I mean, it worked for Reagan, so.
Amen. Reagan, he is honestly one of the top tier humans of all time. Definitely did not cause major class crises.
Yeah, I mean, anyone out here listening to us probably knows about the atrocities that Reagan caused and committed. So I don't think we'll touch too much on that, but maybe yeah, that could be a future episode.
Oh, no, I don't want to record an episode about that. So
yeah, that sounds like not enough fun.
Yeah, this sounds actually like no fun at all. So I will just, say no to that right now.
Yeah, I agree. I think that was just a customary gesture.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah. No interest for me on that end either.
Shut that down.
Yep.
Speaking of shutting things down, I think that's where we're gonna call it here. Apologies that it's a shorter episode today. It's just we're really tired. It's been a long day. We've been busy, and that sparkling water episode is gonna be much longer, and it's gonna tickle your ears. I promise you that.
Yeah. I mean that one really took a lot out of us, but I think we are also gonna shut down the Farmer School of Beer tonight. I'm pretty sure we're either the last or maybe second to last. Miami students within the beer school, so we will always have that on our side on Friday nights.
Amen. And hopefully next Friday night we'll pull up with the genius listening party, which you guys will not be there for. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we can't invite our listeners to the genius listening party, considering that is for the podcast host to digest and reflect on for their episode after the genius viewing. But yeah, I feel like we should make that clear. In case anyone was thinking of pulling up to Farmer's School of Beer 1000 Auditorium, you are not allowed, okay?
You are not invited. You cannot come. Do not come. All right. That's all for us today.
Yeah, so signing off from the Farmer's School of Beer in beautiful Oxford, Ohio, United States of America at 12:47 a.m. This is Logan Hubbard with Jan Behrens on Logan and Jan Talk Too Much podcast, signing off.
Peace.